We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Police apparently know who they're looking for in the shooting in Times Square over the weekend that left three people wounded, including a little girl. There are indications that this guy was trying to kill his own brother. Glenn Shuck reports live from Times Square this morning with the latest on this. Glenn?
Yeah, big manhunt, Lee, to try to find 31-year-old Farrakhan Muhammad, as you mentioned. Apparently, he was trying to shoot his own brother in a dispute. Farrakhan apparently is a street vendor, and he sells CDs and videos here in Times Square. But instead, his bullets hit the 4-year-old girl from Brooklyn who was standing in line to buy toys, a 43-year-old woman from New Jersey who was struck in her foot, and Rhode Island tourist Wendy Magranat, who spoke with Channel 7, she says she had been talking, in fact, with her husband just seconds before she was shot in her leg, concerned about what she was hearing.
I told him, hey, baby, I think this is getting a little heat up. Just go a little bit in front, just in case they start saying bad words.
It was a topic A for the mayoral candidates yesterday. Strong support for the NYPD coming from Andrew Yang, who says now is not the time to defund police.
Violence and even shootings are on the rise, not just here in New York, frankly, but around the country. I mean, this is not a phenomenon that's unique to New York, but we're going to get it under control here in New York.
The NYPD officer Alyssa Vogel praised for her quick action, that video that went viral where she's running with that injured 4-year-old in her arms to get her to the hospital. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live back here in Times Square.
The gunfire in the city over the weekend was not confined to Times Square. A man was found shot to death Saturday night in the Lexington Houses in East Harlem. A 32-year-old was shot to death early yesterday morning in front of an apartment building in the Longwood section of the Bronx. And a 33-year-old man was found shot to death in Long Island City a little after midnight this morning. Cops say the man was sitting in a car stopped at 12th Street and 40th Avenue when two men came up and shot into the car. No arrests reported in any of these cases so far. And it wasn't just shooting, there was also stabbing. A 43-year-old tourist from Ecuador was riding a 2-train downtown when he was stabbed with a screwdriver, apparently attacked at random by a 26-year-old man who was grabbed by the cops at Chambers Street. He reportedly confessed to the stabbing. The victim is at Bellevue and expected to survive. The screwdriver was recovered at the scene of the crime. The White House has declared an emergency in 17 states, from Texas to New York, over the cyber attack that shut down the Colonial Pipeline, which supplies about 45% of the fuel to those states. It appears to be an extortion plot by some Eastern European criminals. Whoever did it, it will likely result in higher prices for gasoline, and prices were already on the way up before this, so the timing is really not good, as Roger Stern reports this morning. Roger?
Yeah, Lee, gas prices have been increasing since November because of other factors. Now oil analyst Trilby Lundberg says the pipeline shutdown could drive the cost of gas even higher.
No one knows yet the kind of duration and whether or not the other efforts to try to substitute some of this deliverability and volume will be successful.
Higher prices are the last thing Okasha needs. He drives an Uber and just spent $40 at this station in Inwood.
Every day we check the prices, we go higher. It's almost $3 now. And some other, even a station again, $3.24, $3.25.
Washington, meanwhile, has issued an emergency waiver which loosens restrictions on fuel deliveries. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in the Inwood section of the Bronx.
City school zone cameras have been cranking out tickets, but the city is about to launch a much wider crackdown on speeding. DOT Commissioner Hank Gutman and NYPD Chief of Patrol Kim Royster will reveal details at noon today in East New York. The de Blasio administration says the city is in the throes of an epidemic of speeding, so there will be stepped-up enforcement. There's a hotel at 38 West 31st Street currently being used as a homeless shelter. One of the residents there was stabbed to death Saturday night, possibly by another resident. This resident is upset.
The landlord's to blame for bringing in the people that he brings into this apartment because they should never have been there.
Police are still looking for the killer and the motive behind the stabbing. Millions of New Yorkers have been vaccinated. Millions more have not been vaccinated. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the city can't fully reopen until more people are vaccinated.
If we get to a point where enough people are vaccinated, New York can come fully back to normal. And the number of jobs can increase, the amount of money circulating can increase, our economy can get a whole lot better.
Schumer's encouraging city agencies and nonprofits to get a piece of $250 million in grants for vaccine outreach.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.